물 좀 줘.
This is Ruben.
Ruben, I'm William.
Hey, William, how are you doing?
Yong Yang. Yeah, my English name is William. You know.
Oh, yeah, I figured that out.
Okay, yes. Okay, so I see I attached one. So one is like approved. The financing is approved application.
Yeah, so let me bring this up. You're a little fast ahead of me. Give me a second, okay?
Okay.
You actually caught me at the perfect time, although it has been a crazy busy day. Okay.
I know.
So this is the equipment from Trust One. The documents for the Intelligentsia will most likely not need originals. Originals mean your pen signing it. So the other documents will be faxes most likely, but these require originals. So this this verifies that it's a business finance agreement. It's for Pink Goldenberg. You should have 5 pages. Do you have 5 pages?
Yeah, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, right. Okay. I have 5 pages. Yeah.
Can you go to the second page?
I'm going to go to the second page. Yes, here.
It says authorization to perform verbal verification at the top. Do you see that?
Write down my name and the president, right?
Yes. You'll be signing it and dating that, okay? It's also
okay, just a minute. Authorized provider for verbal verification means the name, only my name, Yong Yang, and title is president.
No. Okay. Yeah, William, do you see on the bottom where it says customer Pink Gulliver? Your name is printed out? You'll sign there and date there.
Oh, only here. Okay, got it.
All that is saying is that you're the only person that's allowed to authorize an agreement for your business. No one else.
Right. Yes. Okay.
The next page, there's 2 places to sign. There's 3 places.
One,
by the way, William, it's very important. When you're signing these documents, your signature needs to look the same as the signature on your driver's license. They need to be the same style, okay?
Yeah, I have a same, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Some people don't. Some people sign like, and it's completely different, and we have to redo it. So that's what I tell people. So where it says your name, in the middle, you have to sign.
Okay.
Where it says your name below, you need to sign.
Okay.
On the bottom, it lists your bank information. You need to put your bank name. This is for your Chase account. Mm-hmm. You need to put the bank name is Chase. The account holder name is your business name. And you need to write in your account number. ABA number is your routing number. You need to sign it. And you need to print your name being Yong Yang and title is president.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The next page, there's nowhere to sign. The next page is the commencement agreement. That allows us to pay the vendor. So you'll need to sign where it says your name.
Okay, all right.
Now,
once
those documents are completed, you can scan, email, or fax a copy to me. You'll also need to include a check made payable to Bank of Cardiff. The check amount... I'm sorry. Take your time. The check amount...
The check amount, I know here, is 1,862.70.
There's some reason where it's not generating correctly, so it's plus 295. So the total amount due is 2,157.70.
Okay. 2,157.70. Okay, right.
Correct.
Okay, so you finish. I'm going to repeat. Do you want me to repeat for you?
Correct.
Make sure. Okay. First page. Okay, advance payment plus processing fee, $2,157.70. You gave me a sending label, so I'm going to put the there and send it with the FedEx, right?
Correct. But you'll be sending the documents and the check, all the original documents and the check using that FedEx. But what you can do is you can send me a copy first to start off, so I can start working on it.
Okay, I'm gonna send you with the scan and everything, and I'm gonna send it to you first.
Okay.
Then original and the check send to
the FedEx.
To the FedEx, right?
So yes, I will be in and out of a meeting for about an hour. So I will have access to emails, but I won't have access to my phone. So once I get your scan, I'll send you an email back to tell you that it looks good.
Okay. And the second page, above the Yong Yang signature there and the date, okay?
Correct.
And so the page, there is three places I have to sign. Same as the driver's license signature. And write down the bank name, write down the account holder name, Pink Gulliver INC, accounting number, ABA number, authorizing signature here, and the printed name and title means my name and the president, right? And the number four, no. And the number five, signature here. That's it, right? Hello?